Was anyone else struck last week by Paul's announcement that the Ten Commandments were annulled with Jesus' bringing in a better hope? Now we can see, looking back on it, Paul methodically preparing the ground for this announcement. Quote, "For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God." And that's from Hebrews 7, quoting Paul again from Galatians 3. The scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, "In thee shall all nations be blessed." So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, "Cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them, the works of the law, shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, on the world, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant, which was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, Moses' commandments, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. And that's unquote. I've never heard the annulling of Moses' law, the Ten Commandments, being its bedrock mentioned in my life. Just the opposite. The Ten Commandments are drummed into us, which is why it took so long for what I was reading to register. That early conditioning runs deep. This is new ground we are treading on the left. Progressives routinely and righteously dismiss the teachings of Christ on the ground of the callous acts of missionaries in the name of the religion Christianity, a religion established, we have been arguing, to spin and strip of power for confronting the state, the teachings and guidance of Paul and Jesus. Don't misunderstand me. Jesus's and Paul's teachings reinforce directly or by implication some of the messages of the injunctions of Moses, for instance, that it is wrong to kill. Notions that are upheld by love is our only ruler. But they are given us as guidance in trust that faith will come to live in us. It is as injunctions, commandments, that they are made null. For love your neighbor has now become truth written in our hearts because we have been transformed, made afresh. Proudhon says exactly this in his own language. Paul clearly says we are putting that notion of force behind us. With the new covenant, love rules us. It becomes irrelevant. But this annulment of force is never spoken of. Just the opposite. As Alice Miller writes, the first commandment, honor thy father and mother, has been used by the power guys almost as a cornerstone of their strategy of control. Quoting Alice Miller from our November 15, 2015 show, Alice exposes lies power tells. Quote, "For now, I must limit myself to stressing how important it is that we all be aware of the effect of the commandment to refrain from placing blame on our parents. This commandment, deeply imprinted in us by our upbringing, skillfully performs the function of hiding essential truths from us, or even making them appear as their exact opposites. The price many of us must pay for this is severe neurosis. What becomes of all those people who are the successful products of a strict upbringing? What becomes of their forbidden and therefore unexpressed anger? And I commented, the significance of the command to not place blame on one's parents is due not only to the fact that challenging it is key to our healing from the abuse of child rearing, to recognize that our parents were wrong, but also to understanding through Bentham and through our own observations, the larger political reality that the parent is indeed the deputy of the state. 2,000 years, Paul's waited for us, for conditions to be such that we could overcome power's suppression of our discussion of him. 2,000 years of justifying with the lies taught about the doctrine of Christ, the sadistic treatment of children. 2,000 years of the dissemination of the most egregious forms of misinformation possible about our nature and the legacy of the prophets. Most egregious because they attempted to rob us of the infinite and the promise of Jesus' covenant, that faith, love, will live in every heart. And 2,000 years until Prince came to update the covenant of Jesus and Paul, to bring us a better hope, to advance their covenant, to incorporate the understanding brought to us through Nikola Tesla, Proudhon, and Alice Miller, the understanding that force in child rearing, pedagogy, that coercion in our social relations overall is anathema to the attainment of faith. And so to love living in our hearts and being the gauge by which we measure our acts.